Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. Today we're celebrating the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. What a beautiful, beautiful solemnity and an important day. You know, devotion to the Sacred Heart is something that existed for a long time in the history of the Church, and it began to reach its peak in the life of St. Marguerite Marie Alacoque, who the Lord appeared to, and she kind of deepened and intensified the devotion to the Sacred Heart at the Lord's command, really. And over time, it started to catch on. Here's a quote from her. It reads like this. It said, "And he, Christ, showed me that it was his great desire of being loved by men and of withdrawing them from the plan of ruin that made him form the design of manifesting his heart to men. With all the treasures of love, of mercy, of grace, of sanctification and salvation, which it contains, in order that those who desire to render him and procure him all the honor and love possible might themselves be abundantly enriched with those divine treasures of which his heart is the source." This devotion to the Sacred Heart, you know, growing up, my mother, my dad, as soon as you come into our house, there was the big famous picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and it was there my entire life. I didn't fully understand at the time what it all meant in its history. There's a lot of beautiful promises that come with this devotion. Jesus desires to see, and I think at one point, I remember St. Marie said, "Behold, looking as we gaze upon the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that crown of thorns," it said, "behold the heart of God that so loves man and is so little loved in return," something like that. Behold the heart of God. Boy, if we could, in the world today, just slow down. I mean, we had this whole year of COVID. The Lord gave us an opportunity through permitting that pandemic to happen, that our lives were slowed down. And we had time to be quiet, to draw near to God, to pay attention, to confront in us all the things that were emerging, you know, our own mortality, political disorder in politics, and troubled economics, and all kinds of things that shakes the human heart. And the Lord allows the nations and the world to be shaken so that we can see that we're clinging to things that are shakable, that seem to anchor us, that seems strong enough to sustain us, and nothing can. None of those things are what we're made for, and only God is unshakable, and he allows things to happen like this that we're going through, and I think we're going to go through even more of it in the days ahead. That is, the Lord's going to permit more shaking. More storms are going to be whipped up, and he wants us to be able to come to find the calm in the storm, not just to hide out, but to actually live with him in the midst of the storm and to be a source of life for others. And one of the things that allows it to happen is if we really seriously turn to the Lord and in deep devotion, being led into by the Lord. You know, so this devotion was fostered by Jesuits and Franciscans and their religious orders in particular, but it wasn't until 1928, an encyclical Miserentissimus Redemptor by Pius XI, that the Church validated the credibility of her visions of Jesus Christ, and having promised her that all those who rendered this honor to his heart would be endowed with an abundance of heavenly graces. Friends, this devotion to the Sacred Heart brings with it many, many heavenly graces. And so in 1899, an encyclical letter, Leo XIII, it says here, Pope Leo commissioned an inquiry on the basis of her revelations, looking deeper into them, and the Church tradition. In his 1899 encyclical letter, Annum Sacrum, Leo XIII decreed that the consecration of the entire human race to the Sacred Heart of Jesus should take place on June 11th, 1899. Wow. Here's the consecration Pope Leo composed for that consecration. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us humbly, prostrate before thy throne. We are thine, and thine we wish to be, but to be more surely united with thee. Behold, each one of us freely consecrates himself today to thy most Sacred Heart. Many indeed have never known thee. Many too, despising thy precepts, have rejected thee. Have mercy on them all, most merciful Jesus, and draw them to thy sacred heart. Be thou King, O Lord, not only of the faithful, who have never forsaken thee, but also of the prodigal children who have abandoned thee. Grant that they may quickly return to thy father's house, lest they die of wretchedness and hunger. Be thou King of those who are deceived by erroneous opinions and whom discord keeps aloof, and call them back to the harbor of truth and unity of faith, so that there may be but one flock and one shepherd. Be thou King of all those who are still involved in the darkness of idolatry or of Islamism and refuse not to draw them into the light and kingdom of God. Turn thine eyes of mercy towards the children of the race, once thy chosen people. Of old they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them as laver of redemption and of life. Grant, O Lord, to thy church assurance of freedom and immunity from harm. Give peace and order to all nations, and make the earth resound from pole to pole with one cry. Praise be the divine heart that wrought our salvation. To it be glory and honor forever. Amen and amen. The heart of Jesus. Behold the heart of God that so loves man and is so little loved in return. Friends, it's easy today as a follower of Jesus, you know, just in your life, minding your own business, to feel overwhelmed by the direction of the world, the angst that's in the world, the upheavals that are in the world, the rejection of the gospel, the weakness of the church can all feel overwhelming. But the Lord wants you to know that he's with you, and he's with you always until the end of the age. The steps you're taking in fidelity to Jesus, the quiet daily prayer, acts of love and virtue, and that matter to you, and that you're living in a world that doesn't seem to pay attention to it at all or value it at all. The Lord wants you to know with great confidence you're on the right track. You're moving in the right direction. And every act of love will echo through eternity. Every act of love done in him and for him and through him, an expression from your heart to his heart, brings great joy to the Father, to the Son, even though no one notices it. It doesn't really matter. I mean, we're living in this crazy world that defines meaning and identity with being recognized somehow in this world. And the more recognition you get, the bigger big shot you are. But don't ever forget, that's just the way of the world, and that's the way it's always going to go. But that's not the way of the kingdom. What moves the heart of God is humility and love. The humility that's in Jesus. Remember, Jesus was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with much grief. And finally, the world, you know, killed him, spit him out, didn't want to hear any more from him. But his love saved us. And every act of love, every yes to God, every surrender, every prayer and devotion that's united to the offering of Jesus before our Heavenly Father. This is what the heavens rejoice in. This is what the kingdom values. So don't be discouraged. Don't be distracted by the energy or the disordered energy that's in the world that constantly celebrates, promotes, finances, rewards, things that really mean nothing. and many that are offensive to God, really. And they're of little or no value. Gaze upon Jesus, gaze upon his heart, his sacred heart, his wounded heart, the heart from which water and blood flowed for the salvation of the world. That's what matters, ultimately. And being united to that heart and allowing his love to be expressed in your trials, in your sufferings, in your daily life, uniting yourself to him with great confidence, receiving the grace to walk in whatever it is that he's allowed to have happen in your life, and keep love your aim, and have the heart of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the life of Jesus, to be your reason for being, to be your North Star, to be the center of your gaze and your love and your passion, and the reason, the very reason for what you do and how you live. Don't worry that the world doesn't reward it. Don't worry that the world rejects it. Just know the heavens rejoice in it, and it's the way of the saints, and it's what you're called to. No matter what walk of life you're in, no matter whether you're an executive of a large corporation or you're working for the city in your local town or you're a stay-at-home mom, all these places where the Lord plants people, everywhere, in society, it's not what job you got. It's not what neighborhood you live in. It's not how big your bank account is. It's not how big your ministry is. That matters. It's how big your love is. It's how big your heart is. So every human being can become a smashing success and be celebrated for all eternity. Even someone who's homebound. Even someone who's handicapped, mentally handicapped, emotionally handicapped, various ways. Everybody has the capacity to reach ultimate fulfillment by the grace of God and can be great. Remember, Jesus said, the first commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He said, this is the first and the greatest thing. To be great in God's eyes is to walk wholeheartedly in his commandments, loving God first with all your heart. Do you see that in the Sacred Heart of Jesus? What's he doing on the cross? What did he say to the apostles just the day before? He said, I do all that the Father commands me to do because I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. When you look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, think of those words of Jesus. What is he communicating to you? I love the Father. And I love you. What is it that you want the whole world to know about you and your life? I do all that the Father commands me. I do all that Jesus commands me. May that be really our heart, our passion as we follow Jesus. Why? Because we want the whole world to know, like our Master, like our Lord, that we love the Father. Amen. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.